Join the family at osbornmediahouse.com.
Alrighty then.
Well,
we got off to a good start.
Are we filming now?
Yes, we are. And we're doing a podcast all about
phobias.
Okay. Before we get into that, can I ask one question from each? I'll ask this question. What did everybody think when OJ Simpson died?
I thought, boo fucking who?
I didn't feel anything.
I
didn't feel anything.
That's exactly how I feel.
And then did you feel guilty for not feeling anything?
Kind of.
You want
to
know?
This weird feeling came up. It was like it's the weirdest celebrity death I've ever seen.
I've been told by lots of different people that he was guilty, but I still don't know.
He was fucking guilty. He wrote a book saying, if I, you know, I did it, this is like if
how
I did
it,
and how I would have done it.
I just thought for his son and daughter. That's what.
But
I
were they estranged? Were they rekindled? I wonder if Khloe Kardashian's upset.
Oh, Jack!
What, they say it's her dad?
Oh God,
you're so dark.
That's what. Hey, National Enquirer said that was her dad. Okay, so.
Oh, then it can't be true if they're putting it in.
God, you guys need a light.
I just thought I'd bring that up because I was going to bring it up. But I felt exactly like you, Kelly.
Like, I didn't feel anything.
The only thing that crossed my mind was, I wonder if in his final breath he was like,
I thought that.
I wonder how this is going to go for me now.
I thought the thought crossed my mind. I go, if he did do it, I wonder if he has a priest come round.
Yeah.
I think he was a narcissist, and narcissists don't think that way.
What's a narcissist mean?
Narcissist is like you have no empathy. That's part of it. I mean, there's a whole.
But you think you're better than anybody else, and you know whatever you say is it.
Yeah.
I mean.
And you'll somehow make yourself the victim in a problem you created.
But everyone forgets one thing. Two people were viciously, not just killed.
Viciously murdered.
Butchered. I reckon Nicole's head was...
moving right along.
No, but that's still the thing. Whether he did it or not, somebody did it.
I mean, clearly, they didn't do it to themselves.
Nope.
I mean, they could have.
Why was then... Look, we could spend an entire episode talking about that court case and...
But you know, I remember exactly where we were. Remember the car chase?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where were you? We were listening
to it on a radio while we were camping.
I mean, Baldrick.
Yeah, with the bulldog, Baldrick.
It was crazy.
I remember that the bomb.
We did the Millennium Bomb later, but yeah.
The what, sorry?
Millennium Bomb.
Oh, that huge thing you exploded in the garden.
Yeah, we put a jerry can of gas in the middle of a bonfire. It was awesome.
Why?
He wanted to. But it was me and Colin Blades.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, which reminds me, I forgot to share the story about when we went up to the Blades's?
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving.
That was one of the best Thanksgivings we ever had.
And the dog ate the turkey.
Yeah.
And then we had to wash it in boiling water to serve it.
But you didn't tell us.
You didn't tell
us. No, I didn't.
And everybody ate it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great Thanksgiving, though.
It was a great Thanksgiving.
It was great.
Fucking bugging into the gill.
Yeah, you were on the shit list. We were fucking, yeah. It was Thanksgiving for a family of four that time. Anyhow, we are going to have, this is going to be an interesting one.
Well, because the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because you guys always like, you know, I have a lot of phobias.
I have a lot of phobias.
And I have really bad OCD. And I don't know where it comes from. Like, is it, like my number one thing is misophonia.
What?
The fear of sounds.
And fear of sound.
Yeah, and it's not exclusive to... Please don't, Jack.
What?
It's not exclusive to chewing, eating,
it's repetitive
to other people.
Noises.
If I'm doing it, it annoys me. I don't know what happens and what comes over me, but all of a sudden I am like ready to fucking fight.
Do you know what, when people talk and they got their retreat, that's a wiener, that freaks me out. I can't watch that.
When they
what? Is that?
People talk and they got something wrong with their teeth.
They're gummy. They're very gummy.
No, there's a few people I see on YouTube. I have to turn them off.
Okay, well, let's start with, before we get into specifics, okay? What is everyone's biggest fear?
Rats.
Rats.
And your mom.
Height and fire.
My...
I can see you all laughing. Carry on.
No, I just said that Dad was a dick for what he said.
Right, I will second that.
My biggest fear, honestly, is losing my family. And... my second biggest fear would be heights. But I have this horrible thing that I'm dealing with right now where I am faced with death in everything that I do.
What do you mean you're faced with death?
I can see how I could possibly die from doing it.
Oh, you better put that in check because that can turn into agoraphobia.
It's really, really, really bad.
I've got that bad.
And
yeah, we know. Last time you left really the house, I think Bush was still president.
I do not like going out the house. Why pay all this money when you want to go?
Oh, God. Here we go. That line again.
You know what? I do agree. I do agree with that because I like my houses to be... that I don't have to leave...
entertainment.
That I don't have to leave to do the things I love the most.
Well, I've got my gun range in the garden. Yeah. My dog's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife.
That's why,
but it's terrible. I'll tell you what. I put my baby in the baby seat, and I'm like, okay, we're going on the freeway. What if a semi-truck hits us on the way? This might be the last time I get to kiss my baby.
So
I have like all these weird OCD traditions that I have to do before.
Isn't that crazy how that starts when you have a kid?
It is.
And before?
I call it mom's anxiety because I never used to look at anything and see how it could possibly kill me. I
have a movie in the deep end. A horror movie in my head. You're going, just go imagine crying. What if, in my head, I could see you falling and all that.
You know what I'm constantly doing when I'm out? I am constantly looking for danger. I'm constantly looking for people that could attack. That is someone I like. And I have this really weird ability to, in a room, there could be a room of 200 people, just whatever, talking, whatever. And I can look around the room and I instantly can cue into people if they're having an argument, if they're having a disagreement, if someone is angry, if someone is acting off.
Do you know where that comes from?
What?
Fight or flight. And usually it's like traumatic situations you've been in.
Yeah.
That have scarred you that now allow you to be in fight or flight and pick up on other things so much.
And remember what, a couple years ago I was at restaurant and the homeless guy punched the dude in the head.
Yes.
And then remember that?
Yes.
And I was at this restaurant in Westwood. And it was when I was doing my EMT course. And I was just waiting for my lunch. And this homeless guy comes in and he was acting super erratic. And I clocked on him. No one paid attention to this dude. I clocked him right away. And he was really aggressive. And he pump faked punching the back of this dude's head. And I went right up to the woman behind the counter. I was like, dial 911 right now. There's about to be a fight in your restaurant. And she looked at me. She goes, what? And I was like, dial 911. There's about to be a fight. This guy's about to attack someone. And she just looked at me like I was speaking fucking gibberish. And what happens? He walks up and he punches this guy that was just sat eating lunch.
From behind,
punched him in the side of the head. And I charged the dude. And I yelled. I was like, hey, motherfucker. And he kind of wide-eyed and I was going for him, and I looked at the woman. I was like, dial 911. She goes, I don't know the number.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Was she English?
Yeah, I mean, she was, yes. I mean, she spoke English. This was a English-speaking woman. It was a Mediterranean restaurant, but I had just ordered a fucking meal from her, and she spoke perfectly good English.
But what happened in the end?
The guy ended up kind of walking towards me, and I was like, fuck. I was like, the worst thing in my, one of my big fears is actually getting, because it's happened to me, is getting in a physical altercation with a homeless person.
And hurting them.
No, fuck that. I'll fucking rip their heads off. But I just don't want to fucking be in their dirty. Stink, dirt, filth. Like,
their blood.
To me, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that's how you get fucking leprosy or fucking
typhoid
or like these crazy diseases that you're hearing about.
So you just got in your bag.
But no, it was literally like, and he came towards me and then I was like yelling at him and he kind of like snapped out of it and just walked out of the restaurant.
But then you got,
so what happened then?
You got punched one time.
I did get attacked by a home. The same thing happened to me. Yeah. With a homeless guy. I was sat at a coffee, sat with my back. Won't do this again. Back to the sidewalk having a coffee. And a homeless guy came up and just punched me in the side of the head.
And he kicked someone you were with.
Yeah, he kicked my friend.
Who was a girl, right?
Yeah. What happened? So he punched me, kicked my friend. I had like a hot cup of coffee and I like threw it in his face and he like backed up and then was like basically saying like, I'll fucking, like, let's go, I'll kill you. And he just started walking off down the street. We called 911. Took them 40 minutes to get there, because gotta love fucking LA. They get there, and by this time, he'd gone about, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile down the street to a different coffee shop. And I had kind of followed him in my car,
mm-hmm.
and he was like kind of harassing, like verbally harassing people as they were
in the street.
Yeah. And the cops pull up, and they're like, so what happened? I was like, I'm just sat, you know, I explained it. And they were like, well, would you like to make a citizen's arrest? I was like,
what?
I would like you to make an arrest. They said, well, we did not witness the incident, so it would have to be a citizen's arrest. And I was like, what fucking world are we living in? How often are cops witnessing fucking crime to go, oh,
they get thereafter.
Oh, they're always thereafter. So they go over to the guy and he pulls out a screwdriver. And tries to stab one of the cops and he connects, but it went into his vest and so it didn't get mm-hmm. him. And then within 30 seconds of that happening, 2 helicopters and about 10 police cars. And I'm like, oh, so you can get here quickly.
Yeah.
I was so...
Now, this was the guy, sorry for interrupting, that went to court and said he hit you because you were trying to put...
microchips in his brain and I had been sent by a secret society to do it.
Yeah.
And I was sent there to kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they let... That's
his fear and phobia, you know?
Yeah. Like, but here's the crazy thing. So I'm in the courtroom. This was like his arraignment. He couldn't post... A guy was homeless, so he couldn't post bail. And he wanted to represent himself, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm on the stand. The DA is asking me questions in front of the judge. And then it comes time for this guy to cross-examine me. And he just starts going off about what secret society I'm a member of, who sent me to kill him, why I had my knife on me, and if I was there to kill him with the knife. And like, and I was just like, and I kept looking at the judge, and she just looked at me. She was she was like, just answer the question. And I mean, she said, I really am sorry about this, but you just have to answer the question. And I was, you know, and I said it. I finished it. That happened in early 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to his trial in 2022.
But he was in jail the whole time.
He was in jail the whole time, all through COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And he plea bargained out and they let him out. He did like time served and yeah.
So here's
and
a question
I have since
I have.
Seen him.
No.
Yeah.
You're joking.
Yeah. Wow.
I've seen him. He's back in Studio City.
Did he see you?
No, I saw him while I was driving.
Hey everybody, Kelly Osborne here. Look, the Osbornes are nothing without their cats, and our next partners have truly made the world of difference for our fluffy friends. I'm talking about Smalls. Are you still feeding your cat kibble? I mean, I don't blame you because I was too for a while. But Smalls is the way. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. That's why veterinarians.org rates Smalls 10 out of 10 for ingredients quality. That is amazing. I just fed all our little rascals right before this podcast, and they cannot get enough of this chicken flavor. They look like wild animals eating the stuff. They just cannot get enough. There's nothing better than actually being able to recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls. I feel better. Our cats feel better. It's a win-win. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/Osborns and use the promo code Osborns at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my promo code Osborns for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code Osborns for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey everyone, it's Jack Osborne. It's time for one of my favorite sponsors, Cozy Earth. Look, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and it's about time all the moms out there get the luxury they deserve. My wife and kids' favorites, a Cozy Earth best-selling bamboo sheet set. They're made from viscose from bamboo, and they somehow get softer with every wash. Now, about 6 years ago, on Mother's Day, I gave my mom her very first set of Cozy Earth sheets, and it's all she's been sleeping on ever since. My mom loves her bed now. Not that she didn't before, it's just been elevated to a luxurious level. This Mother's Day, treat mom to the luxury she deserves with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize her self-care and sleep health. She deserves it. Don't forget to use our promo code Osborns at the checkout for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. After placing your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
So here's a question. When you're in a situation that is scary, where you're afraid, do you fight or do you flight? I've learned this about myself really recently, that I fight. I don't run away from it. I run straight towards it in like the most stupid ways, where I'm like, I'm a 5'2" female and this is a huge ass man. What am I going to be able to do? But I, 9 times out of 10, like that, I've been in these situations. I get so scary.
That's because you're feisty.
And I don't know where it comes from. And I had two things happen recently. One was really embarrassing. I felt so bad for the guy. I pulled into my house and my garage was open and I couldn't see anyone in there. And Sid said he'd just popped out, and because we were literally just crossing each other on the street. And as I was pulling into the driveway through my wing mirror, I just saw somebody run as fast as they could out of my garage. I parked the car, the baby was in the car, and I got out and I screamed, "Hey, who the fuck are you?" And he just went, "Ma'am, I'm your plumber." And I felt so bad, but it was because he was running as fast as he could. And I was like, "What is going on?
I'm your plumber."
And I felt so—
You didn't know you had a plumber in?
No.
And Sid didn't tell you?
I knew that there was plumbing that was meant to be going on.
Yeah.
I didn't know when. And
I'm not telling you how to run your household, but you might want to ask your baby daddy to let you know if there's people working in the house when you're coming home. Just saying.
No, I know.
Yeah. It's like, because what if it wasn't the fucking plumber?
But that's what I'm saying. And I ran towards this person who I didn't know
who
it was.
By the way, did you hear about that thing on the news? Sorry to interrupt, Kel. Where this guy was sent a message. An older guy got contacted by these people that was trying to get money out of him. And they sent an Uber driver to this house to pick up the money. And they told her he was waiting for him. So when she went there, this Uber driver, he thought she was there to rob him because she was a black lady. It was a scam.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand the dots. So someone, it was
one guy phones this older guy and he works out that he owes the money, and he says, "I don't owe you money." But at the same time, they send an Uber driver to pick up the money. And he's going,
so the Uber driver was not involved in it, and he just goes to go pick something up?
By the scammer.
Oh.
So okay. She goes, "I've come for the money." And he goes, "What? I've told you I'm not giving you any money." And she goes, "I'm just trying to pick up some money." And he fucking shot her.
Oh, I heard about this. I did hear about this. Yes. What is your, do you guys have reoccurring nightmares? And how about since you were a child? Have you had one?
I used to have this dream. I could be, whatever I was doing, for avalanches, fucking chased by people. I'd open the door and I'd be back in my house where I grew up.
I have this new reoccurring nightmare where I'm running away from something and it's something different every time, but my legs don't work.
Mm. Yeah, and, I used to have that.
And I can feel the muscles in my legs not working in my dreams, and it's like painful. And I wake up.
My legs don't
can
work.
Can you scream? Because I can't scream. I can't hit. I can't use my legs. Suddenly, I like.
Mm. No, my legs just stop working, and it is. It's so. It terrifies me.
Yeah, I always have my teeth falling out. That's my reoccurring
insecurity.
Yeah.
Oh, and mum's flying. Or anyway, mum's flying.
Have you ever had a flying dream?
What?
Have you ever had a dream you were
flying? Yeah, flying, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've only ever had two that I can remember.
Do you remember that movie in the 80s, The Boy Who Could Fly?
My job.
I loved that movie.
Great film.
I was flying before I went to sleep.
There's a difference between flying high again and flying.
What do you think the difference is between a fear and a phobia? I think a fear is a feeling.
It's insecurity.
But I think a phobia has an actual physical reaction. And that is preventative, like you literally can't.
When I was a kid, I used to think that this thing. I'd run fast, and if I tread on a paving stone which had a crack in, something bad was going to happen.
Yeah,
and never open umbrella inside. And
yeah, I wonder what the what is the actual definition fear of fear versus phobia. That's a good trivia question. I think phobia, I think, is a fear of a specific thing. So,
like, but what's the scariest thing you've ever experienced?
Scariest thing I've ever experienced.
LSD trips.
That's a hard question.
I know exactly what it was. I had one with you and I had one with Dad. Was watching you in the hospital. When I kept telling them to take your blood pressure and they wouldn't take your blood pressure, and they finally did, and they realized that you had to have a blood transfusion so quickly that they did it in the room. And seeing that was one of the scariest things I've ever seen in my life. And then when Dad had his bike accident and it was just me and Dad, that was the scariest thing ever.
Wasn't too happy for me. I still remember to this day, the vivid dream I had when they put me in that coma. It was fucking unbelievable.
Your dreams were unbelievable.
I was the only one you were mad at when you woke up.
Do you know what mine was? My biggest fear, watching 9/11.
Yeah, 9/11 was very scary. And being in New York when it happened and seeing... It was so
scary.
I
suppose... it was so surreal. I could swear somebody said a plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. I just thought it's a little private thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I didn't think it was an airline, right?
I've had so many, like, really scary. Like,
I remember when the helicopter picked you up, though. You didn't look too happy when he picked you up off that mountain in Australia.
Was it a volcano?
No.
Picked you up.
Oh, that wasn't that. That actually wasn't that scary. It was more just like, it was a little scary.
You weren't smiling when they picked you up.
I'm just trying to think.
Do you want to hear what is ranked America's most reported, that they're most reported afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
It's the top 10 fears of 2023. It's corrupt government officials at 61%, at 60.1%.
That actually makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That being the number one. Because corrupt government officials.
I think it comes with the job.
Number one fear of people. Because if you think about it, the most damage that has ever happened to humanity has been at the hands of politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think that makes sense.
But the politicians are different people.
But you say in America, it's the same worldwide. It's the same worldwide. Every politician comes under scrutiny because somewhere in their careers, they've made moves to behoove themselves, not the people of the country.
Yeah, they're a bunch of fucking corrupt. Well, it's like, I you know, there's that saying, what is it? Those that can't teach or write books. But I think it should be an added adage to that is those who can't teach, write books, or become politicians.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they don't do it. Politicians don't make moves to help the country and help people. It's for them that they make it. And again, that's
I don't know anything about them. I don't know what I like and what I don't like. But...
Well, at 54.7%, the next one is economic and financial collapse.
Oh, that's
big. That's coming.
Sorry,
we're in it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
All right. What else?
Economic and financial collapse. Next is Russia using nuclear weapons.
World War III.
Well, it's actually perfect. Perfect. You say that because what's number three, Kelly?
Russia using nuclear weapons.
I think it's a.
I think you could add it wrong.
That should be number one.
And then it says the U.S. becoming involved in another world war.
We already are.
Yes.
People I love becoming seriously ill.
I agree with that.
People I love dying.
Yep.
Pollution of drinking water.
Yes.
Biological warfare.
Yeah, that would suck.
Cyber terrorism.
I don't really think about that much.
Not having enough money for the future.
That's a big fear of mine.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a whole list of what everybody can relate to.
Yes.
Again, worldwide.
Yes, that is a really good point. The cyber terrorism, I would love it if the internet just disappeared.
No. They
Yeah, but they can do things like cut your water, the electricity.
Fuel. That's, what we need.
Yeah.
They could even set off nuclear bombs, I would think.
They can't because nuclear missiles are not connected to the internet.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird.
Did you know the president has the sole right to set them off?
Actually, I just learned that that's not entirely
true.
There
has to be a committee.
There does, yeah. The president ultimately has a say, but everyone thinks, it's the president that can do it, but apparently there's generals that can send nukes as well, depending on the circumstance.
I was looking on YouTube today. If a soldier, generally, they can't communicate with the boss, he has the sole right to use the cities.
I see. I just don't. I think it should be like a council. I think it should be because it's you. And the thing that makes me sick about nuclear weapons at this point is, once again, why should a group of politicians determine the existence of the planet? Like, that's ultimately what they're doing.
Because we have all elected them to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a weapon that can be used and whoever blows up is a winner or whatever. But nobody can live on...
When I was a kid, I was really, really scared of nuclear war. And it was because of watching...
Oh, I am.
Watching TV.
Terminator 2. I remember because Judgment Day. It was like some April something, 1997. And I can remember being really scared of that date as we approached it as a kid. And then because I was like, oh man, what if Skynet is real? Like, what if Skynet turns on and...
I'm with you. I watch things. And it disturbs me.
But it always gets you at night. Ozzy will go at night. I think World War III is going to happen.
Yeah, I actually agree. I think I think we're already in it, though. Like, legitimately, because you got war in the Middle East.
No.
You got war in
Africa.
Africa. You've got war in...
Ukraine. When China starts...
But China is there.
Russia.
Yeah, and they're getting...
But they haven't started yet.
Yeah, but you've got Russia, Iran, and China. Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And there's about
India
five
now.
Other...
India. India's like siding with China on some shit. And India's been buying Russian oil and gas. And that's what's keeping the Russian economy afloat.
And they say Afghanistan. Oh, right. Well, have joined them.
Well, oh, I'll get a freaked out feeling.
It's all right.
It'll
be all right.
Okay, do you want to play a game then? Go on then.
Yeah, speaking of... You ever seen the movie War Games?
Yeah.
Do you want to play a game?
What game do you want to play?
Okay, this is Phobia. Would you rather game segment? Let's begin. Would you rather have to hold a tarantula for 1 hour every day or spend an entire day trapped in a room with a swarm of bees?
It's more.
With a swarm of bees.
Tarantula.
Oh, no.
But I'm terrified of spiders.
I feel like if you leave bees alone, they leave you alone.
Oh, yeah, they're more scared of you than you are of them.
But
don't make sudden moves.
But I feel like, as terrified as I am of spiders, if I had to have a tarantula that I held for an hour a day, you couldn't help but have some sort of feelings towards it by the end of it.
I'd be like...
No, for me, I'm terrified of spiders. Like, that's my... I'm fully arachnophobic. Mm-hmm. The other day, Pearl... was in her bedroom and we heard a scream and Maple was asleep and we're like, what the fuck? Like, shut up. She came running out. She's like, there was a spider on my arm in my bed. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I was like, ugh.
Okay. I had to look up these words. So I'm going to pronounce them phonetically because they're very confusing phobias. But would you rather have xanthophobia, is the fear of the color yellow, or arachibutyrophobia.
How do you pronounce
that? Which is the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, what fear would I rather have?
Okay, so they say, I'll give you some backstory. Like, people who have the fear of the color yellow get in accidents more because when they see the color yellow on the lights, they freak out and like don't know what to do. And
my color is green.
It's just peanut
butter. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, you've got like a weird green phobia.
Yeah, you do. Superstitious
phobia. That's about now as it used to be.
Do you know where that came from?
No.
So the superstition about green was a superstition that came out of the Blitz. Because I read this book and it talked about the story and that during the Blitz and Germany was bombing London, there was no rhyme or reason to who lived and who died. They couldn't, it was just so random. You know, they would be carpet bombing all the British cities. So people just started being like, oh, you know, Lou, he got it last week. Yeah, because he had a green car. Or he liked the color. It became like a very dark joke that the reason why they died is because they either had something green, were wearing green, or liked green.
No, it's just
and it's so silly because they always say green is God's color, trees, grass. Mm.
I mean,
everything.
I live on a planet which is fucking green.
Mm. Okay, would you rather have to speak in front of a large crowd or spend a night in a cemetery?
Spend a night in a cemetery.
I'd speak to a large crowd.
Speak to a large crowd.
I do both often.
That's true, actually. Okay. Let me just practice this one. Okay, got it. Would you rather have argophobia, fear of work, or euphobia, a fear of hearing good news?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I'd rather have a fear of hearing good news because...
I mean, I definitely know people with ergophobia.
What's ergophobia?
Fear of work.
Yeah.
And then euphobia is the fear of hearing good news. You've definitely got... euphobia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't love good news.
I don't know, but more than bad news.
But like you will always like I notice a lot of times you try and find the negative in good news. Like when you won all those Grammys the other year, I was like, oh, you were just kind of like, eh. It's great news. See? And like Paul McCartney called you and like to congratulate you and you were like, I guess that was kind of cool.
Oh, it's okay. Ronnie Wood was on the phone saying hello to Daddy. He hung up.
You what? You hung up on Ronnie Wood? Why?
No, I didn't.
He doesn't like to be seen.
Oh, he FaceTimed him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like. I don't like talking on the phone.
I wonder if that's a phobia.
Yeah. What's that?
I just don't like talking.
Okay.
On the
phone. Here's one. Would you rather fight one horse-sized spider or 100 spider-sized horses? I'd go for the 100 spider-sized horses.
I wouldn't want to lose the fuck. You end up dead.
All right, here's one. Would you rather fight one grown man or 5 7-year-olds?
One grown man.
5 7-year-olds.
I don't know. 5 7-year-olds.
I don't know. If they were like really crazy, it'd be tough. Be tough.
No way, because I'd never, ever hit a child.
They saw these gangs of kids.
I think there's a situation where you can hit a child. And it's if a child is trying to attack you and, like, you know, like you hear stories about in England where, like, people are getting stabbed by, like, fucking 9-year-olds.
What about there was a teacher that got shot by a 5-year-old at school?
Yeah. I'd fucking punch the shit out of that kid if he shot me. That kid would be killed fucking... Him. No, that was... That teacher lived.
Okay, here's this one. Would you rather be trapped in a room with a serial killer on the loose or be chased by a pack of hungry wolves through a dark forest?
Serial killer.
I picked the serial killer too.
Yeah.
What was that?
I was actually put in a fucking jail cell in a airport when my visa wasn't going through with a serial killer they were extraditing to Mexico.
That's tight. You talked to him?
No. Do you remember that, Mum? And you were looking at me through the window, and it was like, it was, they kept me in there for ages over my visa in New York.
Keep going.
Go on.
All right. Would you rather have, this is funny. Would you rather have anatidophobia?
Hold on, where is this one?
Fear of being watched by a duck.
Or, that's not a fucking phobia.
Or omphal.
Hold on, where are you?
At the bottom, 11.
It's omphalophobia.
Omphalophobia.
How many ducks are
there? Omphala.
Phobia.
That's a joke. That can't be for real.
That's not real.
Fear of being watched by a fucking duck. How many ducks do you see?
In a day.
And what the fuck is a duck going to do to you?
Fucking quack you to death. I don't know.
That's a
swan,
joke.
A swan will break your leg.
Yeah, they will.
And this one, what is this one? Anatidiphobia. That's what it is. Anatidiphobia.
What is that?
The fear of being watched by a duck.
I've never heard anything so
stupid.
Would you rather have chorophobia, a fear of dancing, or cacophobia, a fear cacophobia, a fear of ugliness.
Fear of ugliness.
But what are you afraid of? Ugly things?
This one I'm not quite
Mom
sure
has
about.
Definitely got acophobia. You do not like ugly things.
Cacophobia.
No,
sorry,
I don't.
Cacophobia. Yeah, Mom likes pretty things, nice things.
Makes me happy.
Yeah.
Oh, I put new sheets on my brand new Cozy Earth sheets on my bed last night. And because I'm trying to get, find a sheet color that goes on my bed baby drinks milk in bed and spills it everywhere and I can't get it out of my sheet. So I'm trying to find the right color so it kind of blends in.
I mean,
go on. I'm still getting over the fucking duckophobia, the quackophobia. That's what it should be called.
I mean, I wonder, but I'm curious. I would love to meet someone who has a fear of being watched by a duck to find out what happened. Like, where did that fear come from? Did a duck just look at you wrong?
A duck, it won't look, quite stare at you.
All this talk of duck makes me want to go to Mr. Chow's and get some duck.
Fear of being watched by a duck. That's insane.
Mm. What fears have you conquered?
None.
I conquered my fear of childbirth.
Oh, I haven't.
Okay, so you fear childbirth. Mom?
I was absolutely terrified before, and I don't know what happened, but something came over me, and I was really calm, and it was not as...
That's because it's worth it at the end. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's fucking cool as shit. I mean, not that I know what it's like to give birth, but I've been there for a lot.
Yeah.
What fears have you conquered?
I don't think I have any. Well, I do have fears, but I don't know. I haven't conquered them.
Fears like been part of my whole personality for years. I'm afraid of being afraid.
Boo.
Jack, you're such a twat.
Boo.
But not a lot of people know that, like, for somebody who's been on stage more than I could even count, you have a terrible stage fright.
I don't know why. I mean, it's...
Well, I do. It's fucking terrifying. You're singing in front of thousands of people. That's fucking terrifying.
I've worked with people that have it. It's common. It's not uncommon at all.
I do not like doing public speaking. Yeah.
I mean, I'll do it.
I actually really enjoy public speaking.
I don't like when I got to speak in front of... When I was going to the program, I didn't like sharing.
Yeah. That's like a muscle you have to get used to, like, exercising, though.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I...
Can't make speeches. Terrible.
I'd be terrified to have to sing in front of anyone.
Well,
pure terror.
It's even worse when your voice goes out.
But at least you would... But at least you'd have a voice to go out. Mine just sounds like it already fucking left.
It's that people... My thing is, I'm tone deaf.
I beg to differ.
I beg to differ too.
You, how can you be tone deaf when you know what a good artist is and what a bad artist is?
Yeah, but you can... That's totally different.
That's perspective versus ability.
Who would you say has got a better voice? Whitney Houston or Celine Dion?
Both got brilliant voices.
But different.
Huge ranges. Both of them had huge ranges.
Here's why I know you're not tone deaf.
Why?
What am I singing?
Yes.
Ignore. Just ignore them both.
In Hollywood.
That makes me sound like tone deaf.
I'm ignoring it.
And this was before, this was in like 1901 before they had.
Disco.
No, auto tune.
Before they had auto tune, Mom.
So you were actually singing that. So I give you, give your, you should
give
yourself.
I give Mom credit.
Where did you find that?
Colin Newman and Fleur.
Yep. Yeah.
Colin and then Fleur Newman. Do you know that I have it on vinyl?
You do?
Yes. Fleur found it for me.
It's but this is his weirdest thing.
I mean, one song.
Look, this is so funny. A comment, because we played it on the podcast ages ago. Someone went, it's fun that this has been on YouTube for 11 years and even longer off of YouTube before anyone knew it was Sharon singing.
Fuck.
And then someone was like, who's here from the podcast?
How did you pull that up, sir?
What do you mean?
I mean, you say you're tone deaf. That sounded perfectly in tune to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Good producer.
No.
Listen, it was in the 70s.
I don't know, but you don't suddenly
that go... That was in the bloody 70s.
Yeah, all the more reason that it's actually you singing. It's not a computer.
You never got somebody to sing for you. It was you singing.
With two friends.
Do you remember recording that?
We were all very drunk.
No. I don't believe it. I think you're bullshitting now. That didn't sound like somebody drunk. It sounded like somebody...
Someone who was having a really good time.
We were.
Hollywood.
It sounded like somebody was good to sing.
Wait, I'm just... I know, like, I know this is the second time I brought this up on the fucking podcast, but
here we go.
Just so odd.
I can't get my head around that.
I know, me neither.
She sounds like a dying mouse.
Poor poor mum.
What happened?
Go on, Jack. No, I'm get
no,
it out.
No, I'm just shocked that you actually released an album.
Not a fucking okay, album. A record. It was a track.
Yeah.
And it's played on
and
YouTube.
Yeah, it's got 8,000 listens on YouTube, and all because of our podcast.
You should get some royalties.
Yeah, though. You should. You still get royalties for that?
Fuck no.
Okay, this is an interesting phobia.
I love that it was on your dad's label too.
And it's the fear of love or emotional attachment, which is philophobia.
Definitely have that.
I feel like
fear of love.
Fear of love and emotional attachment.
Or
would you rather have?
Oh, I'm like a.
Iphibophobia. Iphibophobia.
You fucking don't have that.
That's a quacking.
Fear of teenagers and adolescents.
No.
Why would you want to have fear? I have.
Well, because teenagers are twats.
They're so mean.
En masse, they are.
Yes.
I have probably having confrontation with people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fear of confrontation.
I don't have that fear.
I just get really, I don't know what to say and I just want to punch people. So I tend to avoid it. But I just got like, fucking killed.
It's weird. In certain situations, I have fear of confrontation. But if it's somebody like, if you fuck with my family, that just completely disappears and I'm like a fucking bulldog. And I,
Why are you doing this? Kelly and I got in an argument one time and we were like yelling back and forth. It was whatever. We were pissing each other off. And she looked at me and she went, "Why are you doing this?" And I just started laughing, being like, it's a mamma mia, try to meet the ball.
And then the argument completely just disappeared because it was funny. Because I was just like, why? But there are so many phobias out there. But do you...
Well,
I'm afraid of dying in a plane crash, but I'm not afraid of flying, if that makes sense.
That makes no sense at all.
Here's why. It's because for 2.5 to 3 minutes, you're going to be fucking... No, you've got 2.5 to 3
shitting
minutes
it.
To like...
Mm-hmm. Pray.
To like figure out, all right, how am I going to make peace with this? And that's terrifying to me. It's either give me a really long, more than a couple minutes to know... And I think, too, I would also just be really scared about...
Those minutes would be like days.
Yeah, I would just be scared. I think I would just be like, fuck, is this going to hurt?
I would get that fucking drink, whatever I could get my hands on.
Yeah, but it wouldn't kick in time. Like...
It would make me psychologically feel better.
No, I don't know. You know what I would do? I would just go to the last row of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And just fucking, all right, best chance of survival is the last few rows.
Always.
Yeah, and then I think I'm not afraid of fire, but I'm afraid of burning to death. Yeah.
Worst thing I ever saw was when a coffin went into a what do you call it?
The furnace.
The furnace. That was like.
Was that
drawers open like this? It went on a.
I've seen that. It's horrible.
What was that?
A cremation.
Cremation.
Oh fuck you. Yeah.
No, but I want to be cremated. I don't want to be fucking buried.
Ridiculous thing to do.
I don't want to be buried. No, it's the grossest thing what happens to people. When fucking decomposition is the grossest, do you know that, so I did a clip on my podcast talking about the body farm.
Yeah.
And it got like, it went like insanely fucking viral and got like millions and millions and millions of views. Just talking about the body farm.
That it existed.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
But
fucking weird that was.
Yeah. Very weird.
See the maggots crawling under the skin.
It was just. And
flies.
We saw bodies in essentially every stage of decomposition from a couple days out of the fucking ice room to, 12 weeks kind of thing. And in all different.
And it was dead bodies.
Yeah,
I couldn't have done that.
Yeah, it was.
And the woman, she was very attractive, very. What was her name?
I'll never forget it, Doctor. By the way.
No way.
Her name Dr. was Doctor. By the way, yeah.
Fabulous.
She went to Iraq when shooting people, and she had to exhume 300.
It was like, I think it was more. I feel like it was thousands. She had to like exhume thousands of
two,
bodies.
Two.
Mass graves.
I said, he must have been gross. She's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, she was fascinating. She used to
I suppose it's like anything. You get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you ever forget that smell?
No. And the worst, you want to know the
is
worst?
Is it a sweet smell?
No, it's not like any. It's not like any fucking
smell.
It's not like any smell.
Once you've smelt it,
there is like a weird sweet thing to it, mm-hmm. but it's a putrid sweet.
You can't describe it because you've never smelled anything like it. It's like it's kind of dense.
It's like molasses in your fucking nose.
But for you, what was the atmosphere like walking through that?
I felt really
lucky to be alive.
I felt like I had to be really respectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the freezer room just stacked with bodies?
Yeah.
We went on top of each other?
Basically. We went into this big giant walk-in freezer.
Maybe we should give a little backstory on why you guys were there. So okay. It doesn't look like you're just two psychos that are going to visit dead bodies.
When Dad and I were doing World Detour, we went to Texas A&M University in Central Texas, I believe it's where it is. And we went to their body farm. And a body farm is a place that they use in forensics to study the decomposition of bodies, and it helps
to find out how long they've been dead and what.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a whole thing. Like, and they'll put bodies in every possible scenario: in the trunk of a car, in a barrel full of water, and freaking
to see how it disposes.
Yeah, like on a concrete slab, on dirt, on sand. Like, because everything. Well, like
little sections.
Yeah, it was like they're like alcoves, the little pots in this forest.
You go around this garden, and there's all these. At first, it's so shocking. You can't believe what you're looking at. Yeah.
And the thing that was wild to me is learning that. So a lot of times when a body has been found, this is what this doctor told me, and I'm not totally sure. So when a body is...
Doctor, by the way.
When a body is like left out, exposing the elements in a field, whatever, a body will often... because of the gases,
contort,
but go into an area where the legs are spread and the arms are kind of splayed out. Mm-hmm. And she said it's, you know, for a long time, everyone thought, oh, that must be a rape victim. And through this kind of science, they found it's actually just the body contorting because of different stages of decomposition. And also, the genitalia are the first things to decompose on human bodies.
There's no bones in it.
Yeah. I thought was very interesting. The woman,
I said, don't you get depressed. She said, no, it's so interesting.
Did anybody have their eyes open?
Some, yeah.
That would just do me
and,
in.
And there was, but they were so covered in like maggots and flies because it's fucking
that
Texas.
That is so disgusting. I'll tell you what,
fuck me up for seeing flies.
And... do you remember? So after, this is how fucking sick we are. We go do this thing and production had booked our lunch
at an
outdoor barbecue restaurant like a couple miles down the street. And there's like flies buzzing around and Dad's like, I can't eat this. No. I don't know that those flies haven't just been on those bodies.
Yeah, exactly. I would have thought that too. Oh, Lord.
But just eating barbecue after like
munching on bones.
What was the worst part for you about being there?
Well, I didn't have a worse one. I've smelled death. I've seen bodies before. But it's something, once you've been to it, you never forget it.
No. Yeah, it was a...
The whole thing, the whole detail we did was fun.
Oh, it was the best. We did some fucking cool things. Remember the explosive?
Yeah.
In the
mine.
Yeah.
We should do, when you get Madhouse Chronicles up and going again, we should do an episode where we go through moments from World Detour and talk about it. That'd be fun.
But he didn't go.
No, I know, but he can still, you know. He did, actually. We filmed with him once in Vegas.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Remember that underground cavern we went to?
Yes.
Fucking up. We went down in this cavern, which way down in the ground. And I turn the lights out, and it's like a massive cavern. And I got in the middle of this cavern, but it's like all them stalactite things everywhere, big things. And they've got like a TV and a table and a couch.
And you can, it's
and
a hotel
turn the lights out and fucking on, it's the weirdest feeling.
It's,
you could feel the volume of these plates.
And the absence of light. Like you've never experienced complete darkness.
When you did get into the light, did your eyes hurt?
We weren't down there that long.
Oh.
Yeah, I got really freaked out by
that. He didn't. He was like, get me the fuck out of here. Paul was with us.
I remember that. I was thinking,
what if the elevator stopped coming?
Interesting fear though. You got I wonder if that is like claustrophobia.
Do you know what other phobia I have? And I can't remember the names of it. I think it might be trichophobia. It where like really little holes close together.
Yeah. Didn't remember when American Horror Story had that tongue with all the holes in it.
Yeah,
as
and the billboard. It
yeah.
like little tiny. It trips me out.
Mm.
Well, I don't understand.
It's
what
the fear
is.
Of like little tiny holes, a collection of little holes.
People are watching.
On what? Anything.
Okay.
All these things are fire.
Right? Yeah, like Robert the Doll. People still keep telling me about Robert the Doll. All right.
But you know that place where we forgot about it. He's gotten.
Oh yeah, I met the owner. I told you about that. I met the owner, the guy who ran the museum where Robert the Doll was.
Yeah.
And he came up and said, thank you. He's like, because of the show, their like business boomed for them and people buying the dolls and wanting
That's
to come.
That's nice
yeah.
to hear. That's
yeah.
great.
It's really cool. All right. Well, I'm scared now.
Why?
To go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, we've learned once again, we're all fucking
done.
Do you
I have to say something. Do you know what I do when I go home to England? Because I don't know why I get it more in England than here. Spiders in the bedroom. And I put peppermint oil all the way around the bed.
But
the spiders in England
are huge. The house
fucking
spiders.
Terrifying.
Right. Yeah. So that's why I do it.
They weren't dangerous. But now they've got these spiders.
There's poisonous spiders that make your arms and everything go black.
They're killer fucking spiders.
There's killer spiders in England now?
Yeah, but what about the snakes? What about...
Hey, there ain't no snakes on no motherfucking planes, okay?
Ain't true, Alice Cooper.
What snakes? What, the adders?
That killed our dog.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still not 100%.
Anyway, it's just closing it.
Yep, that's it. Make sure you head over to osbornmediahouse.com and sign up, join the family, come on board, drink the Kool-Aid. We've got merch and we're going to have a ton of exclusive content on there. It's the only place you're going to be able to see the Madhouse Chronicles.
And you get to dictate what we do. Join the family at osbornmediahouse.com.